Have you ever gone into something and you were just completely not prepared for it? You know, whether it was a test when, back when you were in school, or whether it was something that happened at work, and all of a sudden, you know, you come across this thing that you sit back and say, had I known about this, I would have been far more prepared than what I am, or I would have at least looked over the test questions or whatever it may be. I think we've all been in that circumstance at least at some point in our life, where we've sat back and said, you know what, I either should have prepared better, or had I known what was going on, you know, I would have been better prepared for this. Well, the same thing holds true in our spiritual lives as well. So today, as we continue to look at the parables, we're going to be looking at the parable of the 10 virgins out of the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. So grab your Bible, turn to Matthew 25. I'll be back in just a second. Hey folks, welcome to the Wednesday Bible Study of Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight as we gather around the Word. And particularly, I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to be looking at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. And we're going to be looking at the parable of the 10 virgins. Now, a lot of people have heard this before, but there's something that really, really gets expressed in this particular passage of Scripture. And that is the fact that we need to be prepared. Yeah, a moment ago I asked you that question. Have you ever gone into something and you were ill-prepared, to say the least? And then you thought to yourself, well, if I'd have known what was going on here, I would have done a whole lot better. I would have prepared more, or I would have prepared in a different way. The same holds true in our spiritual lives and in our spiritual walk. Let me tell you one thing I know 100% for certain. And that is simply this: there is a life after death, and you're going to spend eternity in one of two places, either that place called heaven or that place called hell. So we're given that time and that opportunity in this life in which we're living to prepare ourselves. So, you know, so that we're not standing there and sitting back going, oh, well, geez, if somebody would have told me about this, I would have been better prepared. That's what we're doing right now. That's what churches all across the world are doing as they meet with people and as you gather around the Word. That's what small groups are doing. They're working to help you be prepared to stand before your Maker, whether it's to be sentenced to an eternity in hell, or whether it's to be given the opportunity to spend all of eternity in that place called heaven. So as we look at these scripture passages today, I want you to keep that in mind. And the thing that you keep in mind is this: we need to be prepared. The question is going to be, are you prepared? I mentioned a moment ago, we're going to be looking at our text of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, and we're going to begin reading at verse 13. That's Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 13. It says, "Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him.' Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.'" Verse 10, "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to be in the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Let's look to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time together today. Father, we thank you so much for your Word. We thank you so much that it is your love letter to us, but it's also your instruction guide to us. Lord, I pray right now that you will open each heart of each listener. I pray, Father, that we would give ear to what the Spirit would say to us. I pray, Father, that you would draw us close to you through your Word, and that we might have the opportunity to see if there's any error in our ways as the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart today. And may, Lord, not only you draw us close to you, but we pray if there's one who is in the sound of my voice that does not know you, that today would be the day that they would give their life to you and that there truly would be rejoicing of all the saints in heaven. So, Father, again, may you bless this time. May you bless this, your messenger, that you and you alone truly would be high and lifted up. So, Lord, all we can do is say thank you and speak to us today as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we get this idea of what is taking place in the midst of this parable. And it's given an example. Remember, a parable that Jesus would tell would be a story that people could relate to, that would be a way to drive home a biblical concept. So what we see is they're talking about a wedding. And by the way, weddings in those days were not quite like weddings in this day. Weddings, it took days and sometimes weeks to be a part of and to celebrate. So these were folks that were invited to the wedding. And the text tells us that there were five, out of the ten, there were five that were wise and five that were foolish. It said that the five that were wise brought oil for their lamps, knowing that there would be this extended period of time. They took plenty to be able to have what they needed when they needed it. But then it also talks about the five that were foolish. It says that they showed up, they didn't have either enough oil for their lamps, or they didn't bring any extra and didn't anticipate the time or the wait that was going to take place before the bridegroom would come. So you see what's going on. So now they've gone essentially to the wedding. The wedding hasn't started yet. They're in this time of waiting. As a matter of fact, it says that they're hanging around and they're slumbering. They're waiting for the time for the wedding to start. They're waiting for the bridegroom to show up so that they can go into the wedding and be a part of that particular ceremony. Now let's pick it up with a couple of the main points that we need to see out of this particular passage as we look at it today. And one of the main points that we have to understand is that we must be prepared for Christ's return. Remember, this parable is a story to drive home a biblical truth. The biblical truth is that each and every one of us need to be prepared for the return of Christ. It can happen at any moment. The Lord could take us through death's door, or he could take us through the rapture at any given moment at all. So I guess the best way for me to ask you this question would be to just come right out and ask it. Are you prepared? Yeah, I can still remember growing up being a Cub Scout. I didn't have an opportunity to be a Boy Scout because we didn't have a leader that taught Boy Scouts, but I was a Cub Scout. But I remember the Boy Scout motto was this: always be prepared. As you're thinking about that concept, think about that time that you entered something in your life and you were ill-prepared for it. You just weren't ready for it. And you thought, well, if I'd have known this or if I'd have known that. Well, I'm here today to tell you I'm here to give you the concept of the things that you think you don't know. You've got to be prepared, okay? So we got five virgins who were prepared with enough oil. We've got five foolish virgins that did not bring enough or extra oil so that they could essentially make it through the time that they needed to make it through to be able to go into essentially the wedding. Now, in this particular case, the oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Okay, remember, we're telling a story that people could understand to relate a biblical truth. And when you look at this passage, you consider that the oil is representative of the Holy Spirit. It represents readiness. It represents preparedness for Christ's return. A moment ago, I asked you that question: are you prepared for Christ's return? I'll probably ask you that several more times throughout the time that we spend today in our Bible study together. Because what is the Holy Spirit telling you right now? Are you ready? If the Lord yet allowed your life to end this very day, would you be prepared to stand in his presence and to answer for the things that you've done here on this earth? Would you be entering that place called heaven, or what would you do? See, we must constantly be filled with the Holy Spirit, staying spiritually alert for Christ's return. He's told us, keep on looking towards the sky. I'm coming, I'm coming. Now, what's happened is I think that too many times we get commonplace in what's taking place and what we're doing. People sit back and say, well, people have been saying that for 2,000 years, that the Lord's coming back, and yet here we are 2,000 years later, and he hasn't shown up yet. Well, he's going to show up when you least expect it. I always love when I talk about this particular passage, and when we talk about preparedness, There's one thing that just always gets me. If your life is like mine, Murphy's Law seems to surround it very, very often. And when I say Murphy's Law, I mean if it can go wrong, it will. And it's always like right in this particular moment of time. I always like to share the experience that I've had in years past when we would have a change of schedule here at the church because of a weather-related event, whether it was snow. Usually it was because it was snow in the wintertime. And we had these codes, and we would do these send these messages to the local news stations so that they could run across the bottom. And most of you are familiar with that. Closings, cancellations, time changes. You'll see them running across your local stations at the bottom. So we would get all this stuff prepared, and I would be sitting there waiting to ensure that our message was actually going out. Now, when that's happening, there are tons of people putting things on the television, and they're in alphabetical order. So that should make it easy. You could narrow it down. I'm sitting there going, Central Baptist Church, it starts with a C, so you know, you'll have the A's, the B's, and when we get to the C's, that's where we should be. And I would be sitting there attentively watching and waiting. And then when we get into the sea, something would happen. The phone would ring. I would have to get up for something. And then even if it was just a glance over for a second and then look back, next thing you knew, we were in the D's. And I didn't see our listing there. So I'd have to wait and watch all the way through it again just to make sure that it was there. So folks, let me tell you, you've got to be prepared. You've got to be alert for the fact that the Lord could come back at any time. And we need to be ready for that. So what else do we see, you know, as we look at this particular parable? One of the big things that I've said, and I've understood it even more and more, and as you get older, you begin to understand this concept even more, and that is simply this: time waits for no one. Not anybody, you know, nobody. You know, I mentioned even today that, you know, there's times I sit back and I said, well, I thought something may have happened 2 weeks ago. Literally, it was 2 months ago rather than 2 weeks ago. So when we look at this particular passage, we see that the virgins, all 10 of them, you know, fell asleep while they were waiting for the bridegroom's arrival. And then all of a sudden what happened was the bridegroom came unexpectedly in the middle of the night. It wasn't a real convenient time, but it was unexpectedly. They weren't expecting it to take place or to happen at that particular point. And the bridegroom is representation of Jesus Christ in our particular passage. Remember we talked about? He's coming back. Yeah, so while we're waiting, Jesus is on his way back. And the word even tells us that it's going to come at a time when folks aren't looking for him. It's going to come at a time when you least expect it. And just like is in the case with our passage today, here it was at night. They were asleep. They weren't ready for it. And the bridegroom shows up. Remember, the bridegroom represents Jesus Christ in our particular scenario. And his unexpected return is going to usher in the next time, which will be called the tribulation. Okay, so the virgins that are falling asleep in this particular parable represent the danger of becoming spiritually complacent and idle. Yeah, I like what has been said many, many times, not original to me by any means, but something that I feel is extremely true, is that you are either progressing forward in your spiritual walk or you are digressing in your spiritual walk. I liken that to being on a moving sidewalk. A lot of you see those in the airports if you've had the occasion to fly, where it looks like a flat escalator along the floor. And what you do is you get on that, and if you keep on walking at your regular pace, if you look around you, it almost looks like you're running. But picture yourself getting on that moving sidewalk in the opposite direction. You're striving hard. You're walking against the grain. But if you stop, what's going to happen? If you stop, all of a sudden you're going to lose all the ground that you made up. You see, a lot of this is true in our spiritual walk as well. We either need to be progressing forward or we're digressing and going backwards. So remember, the virgins falling asleep represent the danger of becoming spiritually complacent and idle in our particular walk. So when we consider the concepts that we learn from this particular passage, how do we make application to that in our lives? You know, it's great to be able to get spiritual knowledge, but spiritual knowledge is simple head knowledge unless we apply that to our lives, okay? So what must we do? How do we make application to this? First of all, we must always be ready for Christ's return, as we do not know when it's going to happen. So I pose the question to you once again. Are you ready for Christ's return? If it happened right now, Would you be going, oh, geez, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have mended that relationship, or I wish I would have done better in this area or that area, or things that you know that when you stand before Christ, He's not going to be happy with you about, okay? You need to take care of those things right now. Even as we speak, you need to be taking care of those things because you have got to be ready for Christ's return. Because it's going to happen when you least expect it. Okay. And then another thing is that we must become, we must not become spiritually lazy, but we need to become diligent in our faith and in our works for God. It is very, very easy to become spiritually lazy when we feel like, okay, well, I'm just showing up. I'm punching in and I'm punching out, as the old expression goes. Yeah, I'm showing up for church, but you know what? I'm not really into it. I know that the scriptures are right here in front of me in my Bible, or they're either up on the screen. I know what the preacher's talking about. Or we just kind of put ourselves in neutral, and we're there physically, but we're not there spiritually. So my question for you is, have you gotten spiritually lazy? Or another term I like to use is spiritually lethargic. You know, you're just not in there, engaging as best you can on a spiritual level. But we have got to be diligent in our faith as well as our works for God. You know, it's interesting what the scriptures tell us. And when we think about it, over in chapter 25, our text, particularly verses 5 and 6, notice what it says. It says, but while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. They weren't ready. There were so many things that they were doing. And even in this case, it was slumber and sleep. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's bad for you to sleep. I'm not saying that it's bad to take a nap. But what I'm saying is, we must be always ready to be able to meet our Lord and Savior. And as that question is posed to you today, right now, during this Bible study, is that if in the next, 10 minutes, you were to stand before the Master, would you feel comfortable with what you would have to answer for in His presence? Okay? So what's another thing that we can glean from these passages that we're looking at today? And that is simply this. The consequences, there are consequences of being unprepared. We have said this many, many times that, you know what, there's sin, and sometimes people enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, but did you get that? For a season, there are going to be consequences for those who are unprepared. The five foolish virgins realized that they did not have enough oil, and then they went and asked the wise virgins for some of their oil, but it was too late. You know, at that particular point, it was too late. It's not like scrambling around. As I think about this particular concept, I think about how many times have you been prepared to go somewhere? Maybe you're going on a trip or something, and everybody's getting ready, and you're like, okay, I got the keys, we're going out the door, and then all of a sudden, five people in your family have to go to the bathroom, and then I forgot this, or I got to pick that up, and then all of a sudden, everything keeps on getting delayed. Are you ready? Are you prepared? But for these particular foolish virgins in this passage, it was too late. The bridegroom came, and only those who were ready went in with him while the others were shut out. And I want you to pay careful attention to that. It says, while the others were shut out. Now, I have been to some weddings in my day when they say that, you know, the wedding is going to start promptly at 7 o'clock. Well, what happens is promptly at 7 o'clock, they lock the doors to the church, the venue, or whatever else. And if you're not in there by then what's going to happen is you are not going to make it. You're just not going to make it. You're locked out. So don't be late. Always be prepared in what all's taking place when it comes down to it. So the bridegroom, when he came, it was only those who were ready that went in to be with him while the others were shut out in that particular sequence. Now, the consequences of being spiritually unprepared for Christ's return are being shut out of His kingdom. Nobody wants to be shut out from the kingdom of Christ, and there's nothing on this earth that is more important than having everything right and correct with the Lord, so that when the time comes, and it's going to come at an unexpected time, that you are ready to be able to meet with him. So once again, how do we take what we're learning from these particular passages and how do we apply that to our lives? Well, first of all, we must not rely on others for our faith, but we must have a personal relationship with God. Notice that the five foolish virgins went to the five wise and said, "Give us of some of your oil." Even though they were wise, that was not something that they could pass along. Spirituality is not something you can pass on to your children. In other words, now bear with me when I say this, just hear me out. It's not that because you are saved, then your children are going to be saved and their children's children are going to be saved. That's not what that means. And that's not what I'm talking about either. One of the things that I'm talking about is the fact that, you know what, I have a son and my son has trusted Christ, but that was between him and the Lord. There was nothing that I could do. I could have lived the best life possible, the most spiritual life possible, but my son is not going to get into the kingdom of heaven by default because his daddy did good or right things and trusted Jesus. By the way, good or right things don't get you to heaven. Only trusting Jesus does. So that's a concept that we have to understand. You cannot rely on others for your faith, but you have to have that personal relationship with God Almighty. We must continuously fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit because we never know when it's going to be too late. Yeah, you never know. I mean, you could have got up with plans for the day and you're sitting back saying, you know what, I got all these plans for the day or the week or whatever, and this night your soul could be required of you. And that's what the Lord is telling us. It's what he's teaching us in this particular parable. So how do we wrap all this stuff up? In the parable of the 10 virgins, what we learn is the importance of being spiritually prepared for Christ's return. I ask you yet again, are you spiritually prepared for Christ's return? See, we must constantly strive to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not becoming complacent or idle in our faith as we walk with him. And finally, only those who are ready and waiting for Christ's return are going to be the ones that will inherit his kingdom. Okay? So where do you stand in regard to that? You know, I've asked you those questions. Obviously, you can't answer them through a screen, but you can certainly answer the Holy Spirit. Are you prepared for Christ's return? That's the biggest one. Are you prepared for Christ's return? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you actively living out your faith daily as you go about your concepts of the day? And are you really living your life by a biblical and spiritual worldview? Listen, don't wait until it's too late. Start preparing and equipping yourself now for Christ's return if you're not already. And remember this, time waits for no one, and we must always be ready for when Jesus comes again. One more time, I ask you the question, are you prepared for Christ's return? Listen, if not, if you've never trusted Christ, you can do that right now, and I want to encourage you, don't wait another second. I want to encourage you right now that whatever you're doing, just stop that, cry out to the Lord in prayer, and say, Lord, you know, I realize I'm a sinner, and that what I deserve is death and hell, but thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the tomb, but Lord, most of all, thank you for the resurrection. Lord, forgive my sins, save my soul, help me live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I can promise you that if you met that prayer, that's just the beginning steps, but I promise you that the Lord has saved your soul. But the proof's in the pudding. You need to start living like one of the family. How do you do that? You get into his word. You get involved in a small group. You attend church. You listen to sermons. You go to the Bible studies, and you let the Holy Spirit speak to you during those times. And when you do that, I can make you the promise that he will do that. Maybe you have been a little bit spiritually lethargic in your walk. It's time to get up. It is time to get busy for our Savior. It's time to realize that time is short and it waits for no one. A lot of us, we know that. We've said that before. When somebody young that you know passes away and you're like, oh man, they were so young. Time and death has no strangers. They will knock on your door at any moment. The question is, are you prepared? Okay? In just a moment, that's what we're going to pray for. We're going to pray that God keeps you prepared and ready to go. But let me go ahead and tell you about what we're going to be looking at for next week. Actually, the scripture readings for this week, I want you to spend some time in Matthew's Gospel chapter 20. Okay? Matthew's Gospel chapter 20. Next week, we're going to take a look at workers in the vineyard, early and late. And that's going to come out of Matthew's Gospel chapter 20. Verses 1 through 16, some real interesting concepts that we're going to learn from God's Word when it comes down to walking with Him and following Him, and particularly when it comes down to God's sovereignty, you know, and we'll define that once again next week, but spend a little bit of time in those passages, and we look forward to seeing you here next week. Let me pray with you before we close out today. Father, as we come to you now, we're grateful and thankful for the fact that you have given us warnings. You have told us that there is a time when the bridegroom is going to come. You have invited each and every one of us to the wedding. Lord, I pray that we are prepared to be able to enter when you show up. Lord, bless our hearts as only you can. Help us to remain diligent and active and not idle and passive when it comes down to our walk with you. Lord, I pray that today the Holy Spirit has spoken to us in a way that is meaningful in our lives. And that, Lord, you're giving us courage to take steps that you're outlining for us in ways that we can be prepared for when we stand in your presence. And, Lord, I just pray that you'll just give us an extra special week. Use each and every one of your children in a special way. And, Father, for those that have taken the time to come around your word through this Bible study today, I pray that you'll give them a very special blessing for having done so. So, Lord, be with us as we go and bring us back again at the appointed time as we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Hey, folks, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us for the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. You have a personal invitation to come join us on Sundays if you happen to be in the area or you don't have a church home. We're located at 1715 Highway 68 North in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. Our website is posted throughout this broadcast. If there's any information you need, you can certainly go there and get your questions answered. Our service times are at 10:45 on Sunday mornings, and then we also have throughout the week opportunities for discipleship. We have Sunday night Bible study with Pastor David. We have Awana for our kids group. There are youth ministry meetings on campus as well. And then we have some small groups that are really a great opportunity for you to be a part of. So that's just a few of the things that we have going on at Central Baptist Church. I would love to see you. If you do, be sure to introduce yourself, flag me down, say, hey, look, I'm a guy that's been watching you on the Wednesday Bible study broadcast, and I just wanted to let you know I'm here today. We look forward to seeing you, and we pray God's going to give you a great week. God bless.